Welcome to American Indian and Alaskan Native Living, a program designed to educate and inspire listeners throughout Indian country. American Indian and Alaskan Native Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he is here today to help you learn more about your health. Here is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. With me is Dr. Sonia DeRose, and today we're again taking some of your questions that have come through to us. We're going to be especially speaking about things that you're concerned about, things that you've been sending to us through our Timeless Healing Insights sister platform that's actually a part of this kind of expanded way that we communicate with our listeners and viewers, since we put things out both by audio as well as by video. One of the questions that came through, we're going to go to it right now. And again, if you're wondering how to reach us, the most efficient way, yes, you hear the phone number that's given during the breaks on this show, but actually the most efficient way is just to reach out to us through timelesshealinginsights.org. That's timelesshealinginsights.org. And if you reach out to us that way, you can go to the Contact Us link. We have a variety of free programs on that website. And when you reach out to us, you can simply ask us a question, as this particular viewer slash listener did. So my wife Sonia is going to go ahead and read this question right now for us.
This person says, how do I obtain info on possibly obtaining the four videos mentioned on day 30 of the 30-day challenge?
Okay, so we're going to need to talk a little bit about this, because just what actually are they speaking about for some of you who are just tuning in for the first time. So Sonia, we have two programs out there. One is always going to be free. It's called 30 Days to Better Health. This is what she's speaking about. And tell us a little bit about what that program is, 30 Days to Better Health.
So if you sign up for that program, you will get a daily link in your inbox to a video that's about 5 to 7 minutes long. And each day, it will give you a challenge of something to add to your lifestyle. And as you go through the 30 days, it will give you a lot of really helpful things to improve your lifestyle, to lose weight, to lower your blood pressure, and just to generally help your health.
So this is one of those programs that's available at timelesshealinginsights.org. This individual who's writing has gone through the entire 30-day program. She's watching the video for day 30. And what we thought we'd do is we looked at that question. We said, you know, we really need to bring our listeners on American Indian and Alaska Native Living up to speed. Some of you have gone through that program. Some of you may have started it. We have noticed that more people have started the 30-day program than have finished it. So we thought at this point we'd actually play the clip for you, because she speaks about four video resources, and then we'll talk about what those videos are. Try to give you some high points, things that can help you on your journey to better health, whether it's better blood sugar control, better blood pressure control, weight loss, as Sonia mentioned. And the reason I mention those diagnoses is this program was especially designed to help people with high blood pressure and diabetes. So at this point, Sonia, what do you say? Should we go ahead and roll the clip?
That sounds good.
Well, you've made it. Here we are at day 30, final day of our program, 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. I'm Dr. David DeRose. I'm so glad you've stuck with it to this point. And our last presentation is called Sign Up for a Marathon. Now, if you just looked at the title, you said, wow, is this guy wanting me to run 26 miles? Well, there might be some value in that. Well, there might be some problems with it too, just depending on who you are. But my goal has nothing to do with you signing up for any kind of athletic event. Sign up for a marathon brings me back years ago to one of my very favorite stories when it comes to lifestyle change. It took place many years ago. I was a physician at a residential lifestyle change program, and there was a fellow that came to us. He wanted to lower his triglycerides. That's a form of blood fat that increases your risk from everything to serious abdominal problems like pancreatitis to cardiovascular diseases.
Sonia, let's just stop the recording right here because I think we need to talk a little bit about this guy that we're calling Jerry and triglycerides and residential lifestyle change programs. So first of all, you and I were speaking prior to getting behind the microphones, and triglyceride issues are real problems. Both of us, just in the last week or so, have seen some patients with really quite high triglycerides. Tell us a little bit about what kind of a normal range is, and then what concerns you about a high triglyceride reading.
Well, the normal triglyceride level is, depending on the lab, most labs say less than 150, but we actually like to see it under 100. And if someone has heart disease, under 70. Triglycerides are a type of blood fat, and higher levels increase your risk of heart attacks and other cardiovascular diseases.
One of the big concerns that we have, too, when we see a real high triglyceride, and I saw a patient, just to illustrate, triglycerides over 500 just the other day, and I told her one of our concerns is with something called pancreatitis. And if any of you tuning in have had this condition, which is inflammation of the pancreas, can be life-threatening. This issue can be triggered by very high triglyceride levels. So we're talking with our patients. You had one you mentioned to me also with a similarly high triglycerides. Now, to put it in perspective, I mean, I've seen patients with triglycerides in the thousands or 2,000 or more, 3,000. But this gets our concern because of these immediate effects on the pancreas potentially, as well as these longer-term effects with a heart attack and stroke. So this Jerry is coming to a lifestyle center, a residential program that I was working in at the time to help people with lifestyle-related conditions. Why would someone with high triglycerides, why would they go to a program like that, or why would we expect lifestyle changes to help?
Well, elevated triglycerides are typically caused by diet and lifestyle factors, such as drinking alcohol, eating a lot of sugar in the diet, and saturated fats. So coming to a lifestyle program where they're getting an ideal whole food plant-based diet, getting good exercise, and drinking plenty of water, among other things, will definitely make a difference in this regard.
So basically, Jerry's coming to this program expecting to see good results. We as providers are expecting to see good results. Let's go back now to the audio from this video clip. And again, if you're wondering what we're playing, if that went by a little too quickly, we're playing the 30th daily episode. So it's the final day of a 30-day free online program, lifestyle program that we have. Jerry spent thousands of dollars to come through a residential program that I was helping run. You can go through a program like it. I mean, of course, you're going to have to do your own cooking and things like that and stay in your own residence. But we've put a lot of these high points in a free program called 30 Days to Better Health, also known, as you heard me refer to it on the audio, 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. It's all available at timelesshealinginsights.org. So back to Jerry's story and the audio clip right now.
So this fellow, we'll call him Jerry, had come to our facility, came from many miles, spent a lot of money to go through this live-in program for more than a couple of weeks, and he was really looking to see his triglycerides come down as a result of his lifestyle changes. When his final blood work came back and he sat down with his physician, who maybe fortunately was not me, his physician had the unenviable task of mentioning to him that his triglycerides had actually not gone down. I think they'd actually gone up a little bit. And you can imagine what Jerry, as I heard the story, he stormed out of that exam room and was basically ready to pack his bags and just leave right then. Somehow his physician was able to get his attention and get him to slow down just long enough to plead with him to stick with the lifestyle program, not to give up, but to continue the program and see what happens. Well, to Jerry's credit, he did it. He came back some months later. He had his triglycerides rechecked, and they had improved dramatically. So at first, it didn't look like there was much movement in the numbers. In fact, maybe going the wrong direction. But when Jerry stuck with that program over a number of months, his triglycerides came into line. I tell you a story on the last day of our program, perhaps for an obvious reason. Maybe I'll give you a little bit more context. We've got people throughout the country and even outside the country that are using our book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control, as well as some of the videos we've been talking about. Actually, there's 4 videos, got them right here, that actually complement the book. And people use these videos and books in community programs. So we've got the one on spiritual health you've heard me talk about. We've got the one changing bad habits for good. We've got this one listening to the buffalo. All those are used in the series. And then kind of the cornerstone of the series is this reversing hypertension naturally. So these are all presentations that I either give alone or in the case of the spiritual health one with one of my co-authors, Dr. Greg Steinke. And here's my point. People are using these resources, not just individually, but in community groups, and they'll send me results. And I'll look through the results. I'm thinking of a group from Canada that used our program. They sent me the results of people who went through the program. On average, it's something like a 15 or 20 point drop in systolic blood pressure over the course of 30 days or, you know, give or take. Some will run the program in 4 weeks or 6 or 8 weeks. But here's my point. As I look through that list, there's some people whose numbers didn't move much. And the question always comes, who's better off? The person whose numbers dropped dramatically, quickly, or the person whose numbers didn't change much, but maybe they've got to be like Jerry and stick with the program for another month or two to see the full benefits.
Now, Sonia, we're just stepping away from the recording again because I want to pause here. And for those of you tuning in, the question from the listener that you read was about those resources that I just mentioned, right? So tell us again what the question was and why we're playing this clip. Go ahead and read that one more time so people now have that context. Our listeners on this show are really focused on specifically why we're playing this and what the question is at hand.
The question was this: how do I obtain info on possibly obtaining the 4 videos mentioned on day 30 of the 30-day challenge?
So this individual is referring to those 4 videos I just mentioned. And Sonia, you, I know, have worked with these. Literally, we're recording this show in April of 2024. I just returned a few days ago from Washington, D.C., where I was presenting a paper on this very thing. So I was at the American College of Preventive Medicine's meetings called Prevention 2024 this year. And I had what we call a poster presentation where I shared results from 3 different community programs that use these 4 videos and our book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control, as part of a community-based program to lower blood pressure. And what I showed on that poster was the average person had lowered their blood pressure some 17 points. These were individuals with high blood pressure at the beginning of the program. So the definition we used was over 140 millimeters of mercury, you know, that upper number of the systolic, above 140. Those individuals, in the course of 30 to 60 days, depending on how they delivered the program, the community, actually lowered their blood pressure some 17 points systolic, and around 8 points on average diastolic. We're going to talk more about the program, and then we'll answer some of the questions that we raised as well in the video that we've been playing, this day 30 of our 30-day program. We're going to talk more about that as we progress. We're going to talk about these video resources and a bunch of free resources that you can use to help people in your home, in your workplace, at your tribal health center, in your community, get the upper hand when it comes to high blood pressure and other lifestyle diseases. I'm Dr. David DeRose. I'll be back with Dr. Sonia DeRose after these important messages. Stay tuned.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please reach out to us on the web at AIANL.org. That stands for American Indian Alaska Native Living. Again, AIANL.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When Jim died, I wondered if I would be able to keep the farm. Then I heard about the USDA's loan program for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. It's for women and minorities who may be having trouble getting credit. Once I was approved, the USDA's Farm Service Agency helped me get the credit I needed. Now I don't have to sell, and I can pass the farm down to my kids the way Jim's dad passed it down to him. I know he'd like that.
Contact your local USDA service center or visit www.fsa.usda.gov.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We're speaking about questions that you have brought to us. And the first question that we're tackling today, we're giving you a bit broader context and hopefully some things that can help you on your own lifestyle journey. We've been speaking about a free program that we have. If you're a regular listener, you've heard us speak previously about the program that we call 30 Days to Better Health. The longer name for the same program is 30 Days to Natural Diabetes and High Blood Pressure Control. It's a free program that you can access at timelesshealinginsights.org. And we've been taking a question from a listener who had gone through that entire program. She came to day 30 and she heard about four videos that we had filmed some time ago that had been used by community groups to help them basically get the upper hand when it comes to high blood pressure. That's what the program is originally designed for. So, Sonia, why don't you tell us about these four videos? They're still available. They're available on our commercial website, which is compasshealth.net, under the resource section. If someone goes to that site, compasshealth.net, and goes to the free resources or the resource section, we have all kinds of free handouts, free materials that walk people through how they can use our book called 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control and these videos that are available for a fairly nominal purchase. There's no licensing or anything. You just buy the videos. You can show them as many times as you want, show them to 1,000 people. You can't post them on the internet, but other than that, you can utilize those. Tell us about the videos. So there's four of them, and just kind of walk us through what these videos are and why they might be of use. So first, why don't you start with the reversing high blood pressure naturally and talk a little bit about that.
So that video is actually a series of three lectures, approximately 1 hour each, where Dr. DeRose goes through many different lifestyle and dietary practices that can make a huge difference in lowering your blood pressure naturally.
So this was the series of videos that we filmed actually prior to writing the book. And when we wrote the book, Sonia, I know you were one of the people involved in the editorial process, reviewing the manuscript and all. So you're pretty intimately associated with the book and you've used it with your patients, or at least the concepts in the book with your patients. Tell us a little bit about some of the lifestyle things that we cover there.
Well, there are multiple things. One, of course, is working towards a whole food plant-based diet. And one of the things we mention is to be big on beans, to eat lots of beans, because these are a very healthy food, high in protein and high in carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates, and they are wonderful for helping to stabilize the blood sugar. So an excellent food for diabetics.
Let me just interject here for a minute because, you know, some folks are listening to the show. Maybe they're not that concerned about diabetes or high blood pressure, but they've gone through different programs and they've said, hey, I'm hearing a lot of this stuff for the third or the fourth or the fifth time. That's not really necessarily all that we're going to be speaking about in today's show. So I want to give you some bonus material right now, and it ties in with a patient that I dealt with very recently. She was talking to me about perimenopausal symptoms. So this is a woman who's going through menopause, and she's having these hot flashes. And I was talking with her, Sonia, about the use of soy products. So why don't you help us understand a little bit about why we might recommend soy products to a woman going through the change.
Soybeans have a weak estrogen-like compound in them, which is very beneficial for one's health. Premenopausally, it's actually beneficial because it lowers your total body exposure to estrogen, which decreases risk of breast cancer. And postmenopausally and during perimenopause, these estrogen-like compounds in the soy products will fill those estrogen sites in your body so that you're getting more estrogen effect than you would because your body's not making its own estrogen in the quantities it did before. So it helps to even out the levels, so to speak. Many women have found that soy products help to significantly decrease hot flashes and other symptoms of menopause. And they're known to decrease risk of female cancers as well.
So remember, we're interjecting this at this point to make this more broadly applicable to everybody tuning in on today's broadcast of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. And Sonia, though, was sharing with you the emphasis we have in the book and in the free videos on eating more beans. But the point is, beans cannot only help with blood pressure and diabetes, they can help with perimenopausal symptoms. So, Sonia, I want to come back to this patient. You know, we're kind of on a little bit of a digression here from the theme, but I think it's important. The patient I was talking with, telling her about soybean products, she said, but I don't like tofu and I don't like beans. So I asked her the question, I said, have you ever had soybeans? And I shared with her that I'd never had whole soybeans until I think you cooked them for me years ago, and we've had them many times since, but you had gotten a hold of some organic soybeans, I think from a farmer that was actually growing them when we were living in the Southwest. Tell us a little bit about what a soybean tastes like. That's what this patient asked me. We'll see, compare notes. Because she said, well, what does it look like? What does it taste like? She'd never had soybeans, and I was encouraging her to use them and telling her how much I enjoyed them.
Well, that's an interesting question. How do you explain to someone what something tastes like if they've never tasted it before?
Well, let me tell you what I said. I said, to me, it kind of tasted more like a pinto bean, but it was milder and seemed like it had more of a buttery type taste to it. And I don't know if you relate to that way, if you think that was a strange description, but I was telling, you know, this person how much I enjoyed them.
Yeah. Well, I can see that. I mean, of course, they have their own distinct flavor, but I grew up eating soybeans. It was probably the bean that we used most commonly as a child. And so I have a great fondness for them. And again, they have a host of health benefits.
Okay, so whether we can describe on air what a soybean tastes like, the program 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control, the videos, the reversing hypertension natural videos, we all talk in those about eating more plant foods. So let's hasten on because we want to talk about some of the other video resources. So there's four videos that go along with the book if you're going to do a community program and want to use something in a longer format. So these videos are designed to be shown for anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes, depending on the video, for a community group. Of course, an individual can use them in his or her home, but it's a different approach than the new online approach that we have. The online approach, totally free, 30 days to better health. That's at timelesshealinginsights.org. And the older program that I presented the results of in Washington, D.C. just last week is a program that uses the group format in actual community settings. So we've talked about the first set of DVDs called Reversing Hypertension Naturally. Sonia, tell them a little bit about the actual first video that we show in the series. It's called Changing Bad Habits for Good. Tell them a little bit about what I cover in that video.
That has to be one of my favorite videos that my husband has produced, actually. And it has a lot of practical things that you can do to make healthier lifestyle choices and to stick with them. It gives you practical tips on how to change bad habits, how to stick with them. There's a lot of scientific evidence behind that as well, and it's done in a very entertaining way. I just really like that video.
Then another video in the series that we have, and again, although this is a program especially designed for high blood pressure, the original in-person group program, we included a video that we show a couple of different segments from. I think they're both about a half an hour long at different points in an 8-part series. So just to step back, it's a 30-day program that was designed to have 2 meetings a week, roughly an hour or so in length of video, with video and discussion, and it uses these 4 originally DVDs. Now you can download them digitally from the Compass Health website. But the other 2 videos, we'll talk about one of them right now, and that is called Listening to the Buffalo. This is a video I'll mention just briefly before we have to step away here. It's a video that was inspired by my work over a number of years with Native Americans and just the rich cultural appreciation you've given me for some time-honored traditions that you have that are really powerful when it comes to making lifestyle-based changes. And so we talk about that in Listening to the Buffalo. That's the 3rd of the 4 videos. We're going to talk about the 4th video, and then we're going to segue to some other important material as well as the question that we originally asked in the first segment about lifestyle change and how rapidly people change. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. David DeRose. My wife, Dr. Sonia DeRose, will be back with you right after this.
American Indian and Alaskan Native Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please contact us on the web at aianl.org or call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passersby are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. My wife, Dr. Sonia DeRose, with me. We're talking about four videos that are still available. You can still buy them as DVDs, or you can digitally download them. Our burden is not, at this point, just to be honest with you, is not to sell these videos. We've tried to put a lot of the best material from the book and the videos in our free online program that we call 30 Days to Better Health. But this individual who went through that program and heard about these other video resources was inquiring about them, and that's why we've taken this program to share with you really the power of some of these resources cumulatively. So the last resource that we have is something called Spiritual Health, Neglected Dimensions. And Sonia, this is probably one of the more challenging aspects of the topic, and it's going to lead us into two other questions that have come into our timelesshealinginsights.org website recently, and we'll hopefully be able to tackle those in this program as well, because what the research shows is that patients really do want healthcare providers who engage with them on spiritual topics. And what the challenge becomes is we deal with a diverse audience. You know, I've had Muslim patients and atheist patients and agnostics and Jewish patients and Christian patients, Catholics and Protestants. And, you know, you go down the traditional people who embrace traditional Native American perspectives as patients. So you say, well, how do you have a spiritual approach and still be sensitive to all these diversity of backgrounds? Now, I know in your practice, Dr. Sonia, you find that many of your patients do appreciate that spiritual perspective. And just give us your reflections on this before we come back the stream of the discussion.
Yes, as you mentioned, many of the patients that I see seem to be wanting more than just help for their physical needs. Many of them are struggling with other stressors in their lives, whether it's with family issues or addictions or loneliness or any number of other stressors in their life. And most of them are open to some sort of spiritual connections. Some of them come from a Christian perspective, and they are always happy to have me share things from that perspective. But no matter what background you come from, there is a need for social connectedness, for people to understand, people to listen, and just show concern for their needs.
So we've talked about four video resources that go along with the original book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control. Those resources are all available at compasshealth.net. If you go to Help for High Blood Pressure under our resource section, you'll see free handouts, leader guides, handouts to use if you want to use this material in a community-based program. If you want to use it for yourself, it's all available there. But I've been encouraging you to do what this individual who reached out to us did and go through the free 30-day program. I mean, start with that. That's easy. 5 to 7 minute short videos. When we filmed those, we did include a spiritual component. When we wrote the book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control, we included a spiritual component. And we put out this extended video, Spiritual Health, Neglected Dimensions, that also dealt with that. That was featuring Dr. Greg Steinke and myself, two of the co-authors of the book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control. Here's where I'm going with this. We've had some other questions come in recently to the website. We've got a kind of hanging question from that original video that we're going to get to at the end. So that's at 30 daily video. We said, what's better, to have your numbers change very quickly or to have them change slowly? We're going to get to that question before we finish today's show. But I want to take two other questions at this point because they relate to the topic at hand. These are questions that came in through the Timeless Healing Insights website. And it may sound like a bit of a strange question, but I'm going to have Sonia read that for you. Sonia, could you read this comment that came in without mentioning the patient's or the individual's name who connected here, okay?
This person writes, Dr. DeRose, thank you for helping us appreciate Psalm 30 by showing us other supporting scriptures. I'm delighted to be a part of Healing Insights from the Book of Psalms. I'm praying for your successful engagements in the D.C. and Virginia areas. I'm from the East Coast, New Jersey, New York. After retirement, my husband was invited to oversee a startup company in Houston, hence now our retirement home. Because of your health message on 3ABN, I've sort of followed you around on the internet. God's continued blessings on all of your ministries.
Okay, now, so some of you are thinking, now, wait a minute, what is this, you know, Healing Insights from the Book of Psalms? So let me just use this as a springboard, and we've got another individual who engaged with us too, and I'm not sure that we'll read that comment as well, so these are more comments than questions, but you can hear that last one we just read was a contemporary one. She said she was praying for my trip out to D.C. that I just mentioned to you, those of you who are listening in today. But what I've done with the spiritual aspect, some of you, if you know my story, so there was a time in my life as a young adult where I would have identified myself as an agnostic. Currently, I view myself as a Christian. I believe that there's a God and that Jesus is my Savior. Some people hear that and they want to turn off the show, but let me just tell you, our perspective as physicians is not to push that on anyone. But what we found helpful in our work, and we did this, we've done this with a lot of our resources, we include a spiritual dimension. We deliberately looked at this question, do we just share a generic spirituality? In other words, do we say, you know, find meaning and purpose in your life, etc., and keep it so generic that anyone could relate to it? The problem with that is no one can really relate to it. They say, well, what are you talking about? What does that mean? Show us what that looks like. To me, it's much more authentic and practical for me and my co-authors when we wrote the book, 30 Days to Natural Blood Pressure Control, or Dr. Steinke and I when we did the video, Spiritual Health Neglected Dimensions, to say, look, we're Christians, and here's how our worldview shapes how we look at these things. Here's how it impacts blood pressure. Here's how it impacts lifestyle factors. But we tell people it's okay as far as your health to come from a different perspective. If you're coming from a Buddhist perspective or an atheistic perspective, or if you hate Christians, if you're a Native American, when you hear Christianity, you think of someone who was oppressive. Maybe you had a bad experience in boarding schools with people who called themselves Christians. I would just, as an aside, quote or paraphrase a Native friend of mine who's of an age where he and people in his age group were traumatized in some of these ways. He identifies as a Christian, but he says, honestly, the Native people who were being treated as, quote, heathens were practicing more Christian principles often than the ones who were saying they were Christians. They weren't displaying a biblical Christianity in the way they treated many of the things they did to First Nation peoples. So that being an aside, I know many of my Native listeners on this show may relate to a Christian worldview. Others of you may find it distasteful. But here's what I'm saying. When we record these programs, when we write our books, when we put out these free resources, we are going to talk about things that apply across the spiritual spectrum. So if you go through the 30 Days to Better Health program, we're going to talk about the values of forgiveness or humility or kindness, things that transcend spiritual perspectives. But what you'll find is we often talk about our own spiritual experience. And this is what we're doing in some of our ongoing free interactive programs that we have. So if you go to timelesshealinginsights.org, you can listen to, sign up for this 30 Days to Better Health and go through it. One video a day for 30 days. But you can also go to that website and you'll see something called Healing Insights from the Book of Psalms. Sonia, why don't you tell us a little bit about what that is? If someone signs up for that, what are they getting?
Well, every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, so that's 5 p.m. Pacific, we do a Zoom meeting, and we're going through the Book of Psalms, one chapter a week typically, discussing it together, those who are leading out, Dr. DeRose and sometimes others may have shared comments from other commentaries, other people who have studied them. People can also have a time afterwards to share things they're concerned about, prayer requests, or just things they're thankful for. So it's a nice community way to get together with others, especially if you're home alone and want some fellowship and communion with others while studying.
So this is an interactive program. Yeah, there's a part of it, the first hour is recorded, so individuals can interact. We discuss different psalms, and if you're not familiar with the Book of Psalms, yes, we're going to go through it from a Christian perspective, but the Book of Psalms originally, you could say, is from the Jewish Bible, you know, the Old Testament. And it has principles, it has topics that engage across the spectrum. So we have people, I know for a fact, who one of the regular people that join us for that discussion group does not attend any faith community. And the point is, you can join, you can listen in, see what the dialogue is like, and you can jump in if you have different perspectives, if you come from a different orientation, and you can say, I can relate to this. It's talking about pain, it's talking about suffering, it's talking about overcoming. Talks about these very real human emotions. So the point I'm getting at is this same flavor is incorporated in many of our resources. We're trying to meet people across the spectrum, but we're saying, hey, let's be honest. And the framework of that video series that we're talking about, Spiritual Health Neglected Dimensions, is simply this. If you look at the medical research when it comes to high blood pressure, if you're not addressing spiritual factors, then you're missing critical elements that can help you optimize your blood pressure. There are certain spiritual approaches that are detrimental. So we're not just saying if something's religious, if it's, quote, Christian, it's good. No, there are some people that call themselves Christians and are practicing things or dwelling on certain perspectives that are actually deleterious to their health. And so we cover that in our book on high blood pressure, as well as in the videos. And what we're just saying is we believe at American Indian and Alaska Native Living, as well as our sister organization, Timeless Healing Insights, in whole person health. And we're trying to put these resources out there to help you. We're going to come back in our final segment and talk about a question that we raised at the very beginning when we played that clip from 30 Days to Better Health, and that is about the rapidity of lifestyle change. Are you in a better position if your blood pressure, your diabetes, your triglycerides improve quickly or slowly? Stay tuned. It's a very fascinating topic, and we'll answer it when we come back. Stay tuned.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is a number story?
My number story started with fear and a lack of support, and it has led me to be there for others.
A number story begins in our childhood with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
My number story begins with the separation from my father and the emotional abandonment from my mother, and leads to me being a role model to not only myself, but those around me by becoming the person that wasn't there for me.
ACEs are so common, 2/3 of us have one.
My number story begins with drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
A study found the more ACEs, the more likely we may experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but that doesn't need to be the case. Your ACE number is simply an entry point to your own story. Where it leads is up to you.
My number story begins with years of emotional abuse, and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control of where your number story leads at numberstory.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back for the final segment of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Beside me is my wife, Dr. Sonia DeRose. We're talking about some of the things that you've been interested in, and we know that because we've been actually answering your questions. A lot of dialogue about some of the free online programs that we have at our sister site, known as Timeless Healing Insights. .org. And with that in mind, Sonia, we've been speaking in response to a question that someone had about some of the resources that complement some of the programming we have. We got to talking about our philosophy of spiritual health and how we've tried to put out resources that honor whole person health, even though we share from our Christian perspective. We've tried to let people know that we're trying to be sensitive to people from varying spiritual perspectives. And so if you've joined us for our healing insights from the Book of Psalms, or if you've heard about on our previous American Indian and Alaska Native Living show, our new program that we're calling Oasis in the Wilderness, this is a men's support group for men going through relational challenges. That you can also connect with at timelesshealinginsights.org. That is slated to begin on May 8th of 2024. All of these things are being done from a spiritual perspective, but trying to be sensitive to people from different backgrounds. Sonia, we want to now talk about a subject that we introduced in the early part of the program. We were playing a clip from our 30 Days to Better Health program, the final daily installment of that program. It's called Sign Up for a Marathon. And we talked about this difficult problem that sometimes people don't have the kind of response to lifestyle changes as quickly as they'd like. Is that bad, or could there be a silver lining? So we've got a video clip that you've got, I think, queued up for us to play. So go ahead and please run that for us now, Sonia.
Okay, that's all queued up and ready to go, so let's listen.
And the question always comes, who's better off? The person whose numbers dropped dramatically, quickly, or the person whose numbers didn't change much, but maybe they've got to be like Jerry and stick with the program for another month or two to see the full benefits? You know, sometimes I think the people that have to work at it harder are less likely to slip back. You know, the folks in the world that say, oh, wow, I read Dr. DeRose's book. My blood pressure dropped 30 points. I can do that anytime. Go back to my old lifestyle. I watch these videos. Hey, my blood pressure came down 20 points. My blood sugars are down 100 points every morning. Hey, I could do that anytime. Go back to my normal lifestyle and then do DeRose's 30-day program in a year or two whenever I feel like it. That's really not the message. The message is sign up for a marathon. Yes, the deal was do this for 30 days, but I want you to think in terms of what's going to be different for the rest of your life, okay? Think about that question and make a commitment to doing something different long term. Hey, it's been a great journey. Thank you for taking an interest in your health, and until next time, maybe another series, maybe an in-person visit, I'm Dr. David DeRose. Well, Sonia, on that note, we come back to the studio. And maybe I should mention one of the things we did not play from that audio clip of the day 30, the last installment of the 30 Days to Better Health program, was mention that we made in the original program that came out probably 5 years ago. We were having people share their results with us, and we were giving people an opportunity to win some $50 gift cards. Those have all been given out. That promotion is over. So if you do go through the program and hear that, there's no reason to send us anything, and we're not giving out any premiums at this point. But the program is free, 30 Days to Better Health at timelesshealinginsights.org. So to the question, Sonia, who is really better off? Is it the patient who, whether they're seeing as an outpatient, whether they go through an online program like ours, whether they go through a residential program, are they better off if they're like Jerry in the story, where his numbers didn't change, at least not at all initially in a positive direction, but he stuck with the program, realized he had to really work at it, and then got the results he wanted, or someone who in 30 days, like one of these free programs, has dramatic results? Who's better? What do you think?
Well, I know everyone would be tempted to think that they would want to be the one who just had great results immediately. But actually, the old saying, easy come, easy go, if something is so easily attainable, maybe you won't appreciate it as much. Whereas if you have to work at it harder and a little longer to see those results, you're going to treasure it more and maybe less likely to fall back into your old habits that got you to that position in the first place. So maybe the last person is better off after all. And even though, yes, we don't have to hear from you, of course, we would love to hear your stories. If you go through the program and you have some positive lifestyle improvements, we'd love to hear about it.
Well, just kind of an interesting aside for you. So Sonia and I are recording this program from our studios here in Northern Indiana. And the interesting thing that happened tonight is we wanted to finish the show before we were doing one of our free live events. So what we've mentioned is we do these live weekly programs. So we've been doing a program that focuses on spiritual, mental, emotional health that we call Healing Insights from the Book of Psalms. I've mentioned it already on the program. We do that every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, which is 5 Pacific Time. And we had folks joining us tonight because that's what we did. We actually stepped away at the last break, this is a pre-recorded show, and we helped host that program. So one of the people who joined us in tonight's study on the Psalms said, hey, I want to tell you about one of my friends. This friend actually went through some of the free programming at timelesshealinginsights.org, and they've lost 35 pounds. And I said, well, what program was that? We have a weight loss program there, as well as some of these free 30-day programs, at least this specific free 30-day program called 30 Days to Better Health. We have another program called Performance Boost 30 that there is going to be a charge associated with probably by the time this is airing. We've moved into a little bit of different model with that one. But they intimated that it was the 30 Days to Better Health program. They had gone to it for high blood pressure and ended up losing the 35 pounds. Why I mention that, I could also mention this new program, Oasis in the Wilderness, starting May 8th of 2024, for men only who are going through especially relational stressors, lost a loved one, divorce, loss of a job, major life stressors especially. But that's starting on Wednesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm sharing with you about this because these are just different ways for people to engage with us. Some people bring their health questions or share some of their health blessings, if you will, some of the things they've accomplished. But they're just ways to continue to keep connected with, even accountable to a larger group of people. And you mentioned that, Sonia, one of the big concerns with lifestyle change is the big term we use in medical circles is recidivism. Just what does that refer to?
That means slipping back into your former ways and losing the benefits of the changes that you made.
So basically, what we're saying is at timelesshealinginsights.org, as well as at American Indian and Alaska Native Living, we're interested not just in giving you content, but engaging with you. The best way to send your questions is to us at timelesshealinginsights.org. And Sonia, there was an original question that came up, and you wanted to emphasize that before we finish. So share that with us.
The original question that got us started on this program was someone wondering about some additional video resources that were available to complement the 30-Day to Natural Blood Pressure Control book. I just wanted to mention again that you can purchase those videos and other materials if you're interested in running a community program or if you just wanted to enrich your own experience. And they're available at our commercial website, which is www.compasshealth.net. That's compasshealth.net.
Thank you so much, Sonia, for making sure we had that perspective and that emphasis as we concluded. I just want to remind you, the thing I'm most interested in you engaging with is our free resources, though. They're available at timelesshealinginsights.org. You can also listen to archives of this radio show. It's probably the single best place to go. American Indian and Alaska Native Living archives are found right there at timelesshealinginsights.org, along with the free 30-day program, 30 Days to Better Health, of which we've been speaking. So, bottom line, we would love to engage with you. Take advantage of those free resources. And if you've got questions that you'd like featured on a future program, just drop in to timelesshealinginsights.org, go to the Contact Us link, and ask your questions there. Well, for all of us at American Indian Living, I'm Dr. David DeRose, as always, wishing you the very best of health.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.